No defilement. It's nothing to make him dirty. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. No defilement in him. Someone shout hallelujah. No deception. He will not and cannot deceive us. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to put all their trust in a God like that? Hallelujah. No deception. No deception. Deceiving me. Making me believe something that's not. Hallelujah. No deception. He will not and cannot deceive us. We serve a pure God. No corruption. No corruption. No dishonest of power. Hallelujah. No dishonest of power. Hallelujah. He does not abuse his power. Glory to God. You see abuse of power everywhere. He does not abuse his power. Someone shout hallelujah. Glory to God. No error in him. He does not make mistakes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our sufficiency in God. He does not make mistakes. That's who we want to be sufficient in, not ourselves. He does not make mistakes. Hallelujah. No imperfection. Glory to God. No imperfections. Glory to God. He has no bad parts. Glory to God. He has no bad parts. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know I don't be up here long, so glory to God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God who always causes us to triumph. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, not a spot of sin in him. No blemish, no blemish, no blemish. In other words, we've been redeemed by a lamb without spot or blemish. Hallelujah. That's good news. That's good news. This is who you want to put your sufficiency in. Your sufficiency in. Not yourself, because we have frailties. We are not sufficient in our own strength. But in God, hey, hallelujah. Our sufficiency is in God. Hallelujah. Someone shout. He is the only mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. He sits at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, intervening on our behalf. Someone shout. That's wonderful. That's who you want to put your sufficiency in. Someone making intercession for you, pleading on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our sufficiency in God. He's a God who enlightens us by giving us spiritual insight. He's a God who enlightens us by giving us spiritual insight. Psalms 119 and 130 said, the unfolding of his word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. It imparts understanding to the simple. None of us have a reason not to be sufficient in Christ. His word imparts understanding to the simple. Our sufficiency in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. A God without spot or wrinkle. He's a physician that heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 8 and 17 say, he bore our sickness. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 107 and 20 said, he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our sufficiency in God. He's a God worthy of praise. He is a God worthy of praise. He is a friend that comforts. Glory to God. He is a friend that comforts. He comforts us in our sorrows and in our tribulation. When my mother died, he comforted me in my sorrows. He will comfort you in your sorrows. Someone shout hallelujah.